This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Don't clap in the podcast unless there's something to be clapping about.
Don't be clappy.
We're not talking about claps here. Hey guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter, featuring Mike Falzone and Steve Zaragoza. I'm Steve Zaragoza, and if this is your first time listening, I'm so sorry. We're a couple of real weird boys, and this podcast is about absolutely goddamn nothing.
I giggle the whole time. I sit here and listen to Steve talk, and I giggle about it.
And then sometimes Mike will say a word or two, and I'll give it a giggle. We're about, you know what Mike and I do? We give the gift a giggle.
You know what we're about? We're about to giggle.
We give the gift of gig.
Got a new bit.
We did get a new bit. Wait, yeah. Was this the one we were talking about just before the podcast?
Yeah, yeah. But I found a way to set it up.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
This is my impression of a gentleman who is fed up with his brand new position as a barista at the Hawaii Cafe. Hey, welcome to You Be the Patron.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm in character.
Hi, can I get a large
Hey, welcome to Hawaii Cafe. Can I interest you in Maliki Kaliki Makalate?
No, I would like to get the Melikaliki Maka this is hard to say. The Melikaliki Matcha Green Tea large ice.
We're actually running a special on Maliki Kaliki Mocha. Would you like to? It's 50% off, 100%.
50% off, 100%.
It's normally 100%, and this week only we're running a Maliki Kaliki discount on it, and it's about 50% off. It's half as cheap as it normally would be.
100%. What do you mean by 100%?
It's normally full price. I could interest you in a...
It's normally full price is what you're saying.
Maliki Macchiato. You know what? Fuck it. Fuck this. And then he leaves.
I love it.
Yeah. I think that this episode should be an impression-based episode.
Can I also say at the end of that, can I pitch an end to that bit?
Mm-hmm.
The guy goes...
This is after he throws his grass.
Yeah, he goes, can I just have a large Merry Christmas?
Would you mind if I have a Merry Christmas?
Because you know what Melikaliki Maka is. Yeah, yeah.
Like the guy who refuses to speak Italian at Starbucks.
Right.
Can I just get a large Merry Christmas? I'd like one
Merry Christmas,
sized.
But with the matcha in it.
The mocha.
You mean you're talking about Melikaliki matcha green tea?
Yeah, I'd like a chocolate Merry Christmas large.
And also there's a Melikaliki Mafia sandwich. Dude, I bumped into this guy at, I went to a,
Pieology.
You ever been to one of those?
I have.
There's like 70 different build your own pizza.
Yeah. I went there to meet, Elliot once and it was too crowded and I walked in about 3 feet and I walked out.
And then what did Elliot do? He followed you?
It's like, I guess I can go.
I guess I'll also follow you.
I guess I can go. We had a table. I guess I can go.
Yeah, those places like Subway where you're like, yeah, and I get the green ones in there. And also, is that lettuce?
Yeah, it's always been lettuce.
Can you do me a favor? Can you shred it up?
It's already shredded.
I want it shredded more.
Can I get the lettuce confetti in my half of my sandwich?
I want that lettuce so shredded up that I want it to taste like I'm eating cotton in my sandwich.
I like particles of lettuce in my sandwich. Undetectable particles of lettuce.
Can you just drench my sandwich in water? Because that's all lettuce is.
French
can
drenching.
You know what? Let me get a handful of the crunchy water and then maybe else.
That's
I'm
going to
start calling that lettuce crunchy water.
Yeah, that's very good.
All right. That's what we'll call this episode.
Crunchy water. And non-spots.
Anyway, so I went into Pieology,
mm-hmm.
and was a little disappointed that they did not have any pie. They just had pizza pies.
Yeah.
And
what if you could build your own regular pie? It would take an hour and a half at least to get your meal.
Sir, this is going to have to bake for about 35 minutes. Is that okay?
Listen, if I don't get a mozzarella cobbler, I'm going to flip the fuck out. Mozzarella cobbler. Mozzarella cobbler.
So I was standing in line with Alana, and this old man next to me, he starts like, you know how sometimes old men will just start talking?
You know how they are.
You know how they are. And he just goes, are you a Jewish boy? Are you a Jewish man? And I was like, no, sir, I'm sorry. No.
Have you been mazled?
He goes, I'm trying to remember how he just started, like, suddenly he's just talking to us.
Yeah.
And it's one of those lines that takes quite a while, because everyone's asking. When you, like, literally this place, let me explain to you what this pizza place is, first of all.
Sounds like a time investment.
You start with a dough, and then after that, there's, like, a Subway-style, like, menagerie of different meats and cheeses and accoutrements.
Wonderful vocabulary on this episode.
Thank you so much. And you can, like, it's unlimited.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like the frozen yogurt place.
Yes. Yeah. Unlimited. You can have unlimited toppings on your pizza.
That's great.
And there's, like, pepperoni. You got the sausage crumble or sliced. They've got the Canadian bouillon.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And pizza, pepperoni, and
can you get pizza as a topping?
I would like a pizza.
Yeah. What do you want on that? Another pizza.
Pizza.
Flip it over. Let me eat it like a sandwich.
Let me have that as a double.
You get a pepperoni pizza, but make it a deluxe.
What if you went to that place and said, "I'll take a pepperoni pizza. Can you make it a double?"
Yeah.
What would they even?
You mean you want two?
Yeah.
Side by side.
But you said, let me get a pepperoni pizza that you want a double.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and I want a pepperoni pizza, double it up, that's two pepperoni pizzas.
Stack it.
Well, you could just save time and say you want two pepperoni pizzas.
I'd like a small stack of pepperoni pizzas.
Let me get a short stack of pizza.
Yeah.
Anyway.
IHOP. Back to pizza.
I don't know.
Back
so,
to pizza.
So anyway. So, yeah, so it can take a while. So we're in this line for quite a bit, and suddenly this guy is like, are you a Jewish man? And I was like, no, I'm Mexican. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, you know.
I've heard of it.
He was a very old man, too.
So no filter.
No filter at all. And he's like, you know, I hired a lot of Mexican Mexican men, and, you know, I got them into the union, and they build, you know, all these buildings here in the valley, they were built by my men. Uh-huh. Good loyal men, you know? I've known them for 53 years. And, you know, I get about 60 Christmas cards a year. Like some
from
kind of 50 brat.
50 people.
Some of them send two or three
and
cards.
And I don't even open them because, you know.
One guy, he sent, you know, date. Two or three Christmas cards.
And he has then, so many kids he has to separate them.
Right. Eventually, he gets to talking about how rich he is, and then he tells me he's 93 years old.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit.
Yeah. And
getting pizza.
And then he tells me he's his daughter is a famous director. Mm-hmm. And then he tells me that his girlfriend is a famous actress.
He's 93 and he has a girlfriend.
Yeah. Because he's like, I'm filthy rich, man. He's like, I'm filthy rich.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, work hard, huh? Look, what's your secret? And he's like, I'm a handsome man. And I was like, okay, that's your secret?
I'm a handsome man, and I know Mexican people.
Through the course of him talking, he ended up kind of like, he came up, he was telling me, fuck, I can't remember the goddamn line. He had a fucking line that he said,
Alana know?
Yeah, let me call Alana really quick. He had it.
This just proves if you're good looking and 93, you could do anything.
Yeah. Anything you put your mind to.
Uh-huh. I hope she answers
this
real
bitch better. Fuck it.
Hello?
Hey, baby girl. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. You are on Dynamic Banter with Mike Falzone and I, so drop the act.
Hi, Alana.
Oh, fuck!
There she is.
Alana, we're talking about the 93-year-old man that harassed us yesterday at the pizza place on the podcast.
I wouldn't call it harassing, TBH.
Well, he punched me in the stomach. Remember when he did that?
That's true.
He really did, by the way. I'll get to that part. But I'm trying to remember... What was the line he used on you that was like the pickup line?
Oh, God. At the very beginning?
Yeah, he was like...
Before the punch in the stomach?
Fuck, what did he say? God damn it. It was way before the punch in the stomach. Do you remember, Alana?
He said, what am I, chopped liver?
Yeah, he said that 1,000 times.
Ask Alana how attractive he was.
How attractive was that man, Alana?
He was very beautiful for 93, I'll say that.
Yeah. That's pretty good. God bless him.
But do you remember the jokes or the pickup lines? There were two of them.
I remember when he was talking about my age. What are you, 18, 19?
Yeah, he kept asking he's like, what are you, 18, 19? And then he's like, 17? And then you said, yeah, I'm 17.
He kept going lower?
She said,
no, I just said 17. I just offered 17.
Yeah, she said 17. Sure. He's like, oh, I can't talk to you anymore. And he kept bragging about how many girlfriends he had. He said he has so many girlfriends. Mm. And this
meanwhile, I think he's still married. I think he's saying that.
Yeah, he said,
on top of the wife.
Yeah, and he says he hides these hot girls from his wife.
In the house.
He says, up in my house, I have these naked girls by the pool. And yeah.
What the fuck?
Didn't he literally say he hides them at some sort of location he owns?
Yeah.
He goes upstairs and they're all naked something?
Yeah, he says he has a place full of naked girls.
Dude, I hope his wife is getting railed by all of his Mexican friends.
I hope so, too. That's why they get 3 or more Christmas cards. They feel guilty about it. So you don't remember the jokes?
I don't remember how he hit on me. I thought he was hitting on you first.
Well, I thought so, too. But it seems like he just wanted to brag about how rich he was.
You look like a strong, loyal boy.
I mean, we're painting him to be a real asshole, but he was really cool and fun. I mean...
Until he punched me in the stomach and then yelled at the lady at the yogurt shop. Remember what he did?
Yeah, when he yelled at the yogurt lady, that was not cool.
All right. Well, anyway, you're no help at all. Thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Bye, Alana.
Bye, Alana. I love you very much.
Like you.
Oh, that's sweet as fuck. All right, bye, babies. Baby.
Bye, little girl.
Okay, that's enough of that.
Nice.
So anyway, I don't know. He did these pickup lines and they were whatever. And then he started talking about how he paid for his girlfriend's boob jobs.
You know what is interesting about this? Like, don't start a conversation like this at a biology talking about how much money you have if you're not going to at least pay for that person's pizza.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah. I thought that would have been like a sweet move. That would have been like a good move.
I thought that was the next thing.
But
that
this is his girlfriend. He was like, look her up. This is her name.
Oh, and shit.
This is his girlfriend, his current girlfriend.
He's doing all her social media marketing.
She's like on a bunch of TV shows and stuff. Apparently.
Oh, shit, player. I've seen her before. So.
Yeah. She's on a bunch of shows. She was on Grey's Anatomy or something.
Very
like that.
Very stereotypical, pretty looking white lady.
Yeah. And so anyway, eventually he starts talking about how he used to work for the mafia. So I was like, there's where your money comes from.
Uh-huh. The eye ties.
And then he was like,
He has eye ties.
He's got the eye ties. And he's in the Melikaliki mafia. So then he goes on to tell me that he owns like half of Ventura Boulevard.
Oh shit. That's an incredible amount of space.
Yeah.
That's like saying I own all of the Pacific Coast Highway.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right. Ventura Boulevard is huge.
Yeah.
Long stretch. And then he was like, you don't believe me? And I was like, no, man, I believe you, obviously.
I'll
what
show
the
you
fuck?
A picture of Ventura Boulevard.
I'll show you a picture of my money. Yeah. He just has a picture of like stacks of money on a bed or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, look outside right now. Do you see that very nice car? He's like, I park it wherever I want. No one will care. Uh-huh. No one will do anything.
You see that car that's sticking halfway into the building surrounded by broken glass?
No, dude, seriously, his car was parked in a not spot.
Yeah.
In a not spot.
Yeah. There's an ambulance behind it trying to get
him. He's like, no one will mess with me. No one would mess with me. And I was like, okay. Fuck? I was like, all right, man.
Bragging this hard in a pie holiday.
Yeah, yeah. And then he goes, my beautiful daughter and my wife and, you know, my other daughter, they want biology. They love biology. I'm here to get them their pizza. They want pizza. I could buy this place. He starts talking about how he could buy the place. Uh-huh. And I was like, all right, buy the place, man.
Yeah, do it.
And then he shows me the menu and he's like, my daughter wrote which one she wanted. Can you read this? And it was like the most, like, unintelligible scribble I've ever seen in my life.
Okay.
And I was like, dude, I have no idea what that says. And he's like, okay, I figured it out. And then so anyway, Alon and I order our pizzas.
We never paid for her to go to school. She writes down what she thinks letters might look like.
Alon and I order our pizza.
She does the wavelength for the sound she's using to convey the information.
You have to put a little device there and you scan it and the sound will come out. And then Alon and I order our pizzas, and then it takes time to cook. Mm-hmm. So we go sit down, and then he follows us over to where we're sitting, and he sits down with us. Alana starts engaging him, too, because she's also kind of like a social. She likes to engage in these types of conversations, social? And so do I. This stuff always finds me.
Yeah.
And I can't help but engage, because it's very interesting. And, you know, it becomes stories for the
you
podcast.
You have to, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got one too. Remind me.
Oh, good.
About the same stranger engagement.
Okay, great. Yeah. Stranger Ganger.
Stranger in Ganger. we're superhero ever.
That's my favorite 007. So he comes over and he keeps talking to us, and then he shows us a picture of him and his wife from like the 1950s or something.
Divorce court.
And then he keeps talking about his girlfriends and how much sex he has. And then he like pulls out his wallet. Uh-huh. And he like pulls out his like American Express card and he's like, here, hold this.
Touch it.
Seriously, I'm not even kidding. He's like, hold this. And I was like, all right. So I grab it and it's like a metal. It's like metal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a thick.
Like a Tony Stark card.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you know that this exists? It's like a metal.
Is it black?
It was silver or it was like like a platinum.
Okay, yeah.
But it was
that's
like
worth even more than black.
But it was it was metal. Yeah. And he was like, "Do you know what this is?" And I was like, "It looks like a credit card made out of metal." So
why is this guy going so hard?
I don't know. He
at
really
proving
was.
How was he that ashamed of being in a pyology that he's like, no, I swear to God, see that car? I park it wherever I want.
He probably tells everybody who will listen how rich he is.
Yeah.
He probably just doesn't care.
If you looked right in his eyes and you were like, listen, man, you're 93. I give you about 48 hours. Do you think that would have broken his heart?
I think he would have been like, I have someone follow you home. And I was like, fuck.
That's
here I
funny
go.
Because now you have 43 hours.
That's funny because I will be at your funeral first.
I will die. I will die staring down at your dead body.
But then he was like, do you know what this is? And I was like, I think it's a credit card made out of metal, sir. And he said, this has a $10 million line of credit on it.
So would you be able to spot me?
I was like, Can you loan me $20?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then and then I had to get away from him, and we went into the right next door to this pyology was a yogurt land, and Alana wanted yogurt. Fucking women want to goddamn all these women and their yogurt. All these bitches love their goddamn yogurt. Their froyo.
She on that time of the month where she absolutely needed a tasty treat.
And I'll tell you what, they just put it right up in their vagina. They don't even eat it. They put the whole. I'm talking the bowl and all.
A lot of people don't know that. If you're not in a committed relationship, you've never seen a woman eat yogurt.
I mean, I'll tell you, man, that spoon goes in there and it doesn't come back.
Why do you think they have so many sampliers at the front?
Sampliers.
Sampler.
Dave Coulier.
Samplar. That's plural. That means to sample.
Samplar.
It's the root.
No, the samplar is the guy that hands the samples out. It's his job.
Yeah.
Like a registrar.
There's Jeff, he's the new samplar.
The slampriar. Anyway, like you go to a fancy yogurt place, they're like, hello, my name is Ricky. I am the slampriar. The slampriar.
The slampriar. That's the Italian one.
Yeah, the slampriar. So anyway, he, so Alana and I go into the yogurt land, And then we watch. He luckily his pizzas took a little bit longer than ours, and so I figured
when you order gold and silver on your pizza,
I know he was And when you use a metal card, it takes a while to swipe it.
Yeah, it broke the weight of it broke the machine.
The $10 million line of credit broke the machine.
Yeah,
and then he. So Lana and I are in the yogurt land, and I look over at the pizza place, and he's exiting the pizza place with his two boxes of pizza. And then I wave at him goodbye, go like, hey, goodbye, man. And then he does the whole, you've seen this. He looks back at me and goes,
if you can't see the video, Steve's doing every hand motion.
It's literally
like pointing at his watch.
Hold on.
Hold on one sec.
He does the hold on.
Yeah.
I'll be right there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, hold on. I'll be back.
Yeah.
You remember me? I'll be right back.
I'll be in there. And so I was like, fuck. I was like, Alana, he's coming into the yogurt shop. Uh-huh. And it takes him a while. And Alana and Alana's getting her.
1,000 years old.
She's getting her yogurt. He was pretty spry for a 93-year-old.
Yeah.
Really, he looked like he might have been like 60-something.
All of his bones are made of gold coins.
Maybe like 70. Yeah, well, okay. He's so rich, he's been drinking that young blood.
Yeah. Do you think when he lays down to sleep, he has people exercise his limbs for him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He lays on a bed of like boys.
Other people.
He's got a boy bed.
I'll tell you what the secret is. You got to lay on boys.
You lay on some boys. So he comes into the yogurt shop, and he comes over to me, and he goes, the first thing he says is, he says, let me show you what I take.
What I take?
Yeah, he comes in and he walks straight to the cups, the bowls to like fill your yogurt in.
Now he's showing you how to get yogurt.
And he goes, let me show you what I take. And I go, is it Viagra?
Oh, shit. There he is.
And then he goes, he stops and he turns around and looks at me. He's like, no, it's not Viagra.
I'll put a gun in your mouth.
He's like, do you take Viagra? And I was like, no, man, I don't take Viagra. And then he goes over to Alana and he goes, does he take Viagra? And she's like, no. And I was like, come on, I don't need Viagra when I got a pretty girl like that. He looks over at me and he goes, I don't take Viagra. And then he punches me in the stomach.
Oh, shit. You got assaulted.
A jab.
Yeah.
He goes, and it was like, it didn't knock me back or anything.
Uh-huh.
But it was certainly a fuck you punch.
Did you have time to tighten up or did he Houdini you?
He Houdini'd.
You got Houdini.
I got Houdini'd, yeah. He could have got a vital if he punched a little harder.
You might be dead. I might be sitting here doing this with him.
That was the five finger death grab or whatever.
Yeah. Because he knows that.
He jabbed me, man. He punched me in the stomach.
What kind of face did he have on while he was
an angry one?
Yeah, yeah.
And then he goes,
riled him up. What if he had a heart attack?
I totally riled him up,
dude. You almost made a 93-year-old incredibly rich man die in a yogurt
who like has mafia ties and
place. Yeah.
A famous daughter. And by the way, he told me who his daughter was. He made me look her up on the internet.
Look her up. I need to prove everything to you because my dick doesn't work.
It was so... It really was like that.
Yeah.
And she's an incredible director. She's directed fantastic movies. And
don't
I was
say
really,
who it is because I don't want any of this to get
oh, no, I certainly back. Will not say that. But I was like pretty impressed.
I know
like,
enough
oh,
about
man,
the mafia
really cool.
to keep shh about it.
Gotta
keep...
Well, yeah, you can't. Snitches get stitches, man.
Stitches are stitches.
Stitching stashers.
You know what they say.
So anyway, clearly I made him upset. And then he goes to, like, his machine that he was going to, like, fill up, and that's what he wanted to show me, which one he gets, I guess.
Mm.
And he's like, God damn it. This fucking machine, it was out of service. He's like, every fucking time I come in here, this is the flavor my daughter and my wife likes, and this fucking flavor, God damn it, is broken. He's like, I'm telling you, he looks me right in the eyes. He's like, every fucking time, the last two times I've been in here, it's fucking broken. And then he goes over to this poor woman who's sweeping the ground.
Punches her in the stomach.
She's like sweeping, or she's like mopping the ground. And he goes, hey, lady. Why is this machine fucking broken? Every time I come in here, two times. He's like yelling at her.
Every two times.
And then he goes, I could buy this fucking place.
What the fuck with these people?
Yeah.
This is why
and I was
hate
like,
everyone.
This guy turned in from a like a sweet, like old man telling stories about how he put Mexican workers in the union, which was like a nice thing.
Mm. He's the Hasidic Elon Musk.
Yeah. Acidic Elon Musk.
He's a more acidic Elon Musk.
And yeah, he yelled at that woman, and then I was instantly done with him.
Yeah, man.
Because he yelled at the woman.
There's a guarantee that there's a certain dollar amount that turns you into a piece of shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everyone, and I don't mean to make blanket statements like this, but I truly believe this, and I dare someone to prove me wrong. Everyone who drives a Tesla drives like a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And everyone who drives in Beverly Hills is a fucking asshole.
Yeah, it just really seems to be the case.
You get to a certain point in your life and in your bank account where rules don't apply to you, and you could treat anyone how you want because there's no consequences because you have enough money to supersede every consequences. But you know what knocks you back down to life? Your dick.
Yeah, once your dick don't work.
Your dick's function.
Once your dick's function starts to... Well, that will make people more of an asshole at that point, I feel like.
No, because you need to like weigh on the... Because you still have all this money. And that's why you need to go around and let a stranger hold your metal debit card and point at your card on the outside. And
because your money doesn't do shit
anymore.
Talk about
how you could buy the Pieology because you're deep down, you're so like... you're so above the place that you have to explain to a stranger why you're in the Pieology.
Right.
Because your dick don't work.
Because you're right. At that point, if you've got more money
than
you would have
been the most
need.
Perfect him sponsorship, and I'm bummed that we turned that down.
That guy owns Hims.
That is him.
That's him, yeah. Walter Him. Nice to meet you.
I'm him. that's why he was so upset about the Viagra thing. He's like, we stole the formula.
The thing is, though,
we don't call it Viagra.
That guy is used to a time when he could probably walk into a place like that.
He could walk into a Pieology and have everyone on his working dick.
Get everyone, get anything he wants. That guy could have gotten anything he ever wanted at any time.
Stacked pepperones.
At one point in his life, as many pepperones as he wants, as far as the eye can see, pepperones.
Put so many pepperones. I don't want to see the pizza.
I want a room in my mansion made out of pepperone. Do it. And he would get someone would do it. They would get someone in there to do it.
To drive a van of pepperoni to that man's mansion.
And they're like, sir, just so you know, this is not going to last. This room will rot and it won't smell good and it might ruin.
He waits till they're done. He's like, all right, clean it up.
Yeah. All right, destroy it. I just wanted one day in my pepperoni room. I had so much sex in that pepperoni room.
Come back tomorrow. If this room is still made of pepperoni by 9 a.m., I'm going to burn this place down.
And then you will start from scratch. That's the kind of shit that guy was probably used to in his life.
Yeah.
And he comes in and his yogurt machine is broken and he's just like, fuck, I can't do shit. He can't throw his dick around anymore because it doesn't work.
You can't take it with you, old man. You got to give it to your disappointed family.
So that's my story with the old man yesterday.
That's a beautiful
that happened
story.
Yesterday. Go ahead.
How many minutes are we in? Do you want to do the sponsor?
We're at 45. We should just end the podcast.
Oh,
no, yeah. Let's
my
do
story
a.
Will wait till next
let's
week.
Do a. Let's do a read here.
I shot something with Will the other day. Your laugh is reminding me of Will.
Oh, and he does that.
He does it when he's nervous, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's where he's at. I think that's his safety blanket is that. That laugh.
Yeah. What's the other one he does? He goes, ha, ha, ha. Well, yeah.
Fallone. He completely took the Z out of my name. It's so disrespectful.
Fallone. All right. Let's do a little.
I've missed him.
Here.
That was the point of that. I miss him. He has a whole little crew.
He's got his
People Be Live. He's going to get thrown out of his apartment complex for it. And it's worth it. I think the show is worth it. Oh, hey, trolley.
Guys, first sponsor on Dynamic Banter is...
I like that the drink that Steve is drinking on the back is says Elevate Your Game. And to look at Steve and to drinking a Powerade that says Elevate Your Game.
This is my game, dude.
This must be the best podcast we've ever done.
What I'm doing right now is elevating my game with this thirst quencher called Recharge.
And not a spawn.
It comes from R.W. Knudsen, the Knudsen family. There's no GMO.
You see that drink? I could buy that drink. I could buy that whole drink.
Recharge sports drinks offer an option for athletes looking for a thirst quencher. Whether you're a weekend warrior or a professional athlete, this refreshing sports drink will help take you to a new level.
This is why we need to make good next week. This is the reason.
Shake before serving, which I did not do. So my game will not be elevated.
Your
game's
at the settling at the bottom of that container right now.
My game is a pulpy mess at the bottom of a plastic container.
Dude, I'm gonna start.
Today's sponsor is called Dollar Shave Club. Our first sponsor is Dollar Shave Club. Mike and I are big fans. In fact, I used to use it this morning. I did a little pruning.
Hey, it looks good.
I did a trimmy boy. Yeah, I did a little shave.
It looks great.
And no matter what you do in the bathroom to get ready, Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to look, feel, and smell your best. They have amazing shower stuff, hair products, toothbrushes and toothpaste, and of course, razors and shave supplies. I use that shave butter. Wow. I use the... Mike just broke a pair of sunglasses. I use their shave butter almost every other day. because I don't shave every day, Mike.
Almost every other day.
That's right. That's so good. Every other day, I'll do a little trim. I'll do a little pruning. Uh-huh. I'll do a little boy... And then I'll use the butt wipes. I'll use the
one wipe Charlie.
The one wipe Charles. So that's how I get ready, but you're not me, guys. You have your own way to get ready. You might shave your whole body to get ready for a bike race. Dollar Shave Club's executive razor and shave butter can help, and you might do your hair and get ready for your soccer match.
You might ride your fast bike to your soccer match, wind resistant.
Boogie specific pomade by Dollar Shave Club can help you get your style right. And the thing is, no matter what you do to get ready, Dollar Shave Club has everything you need. And right now, you can get ready with an amazing deal on any one of our starter sets. I personally recommend the Daily Essentials starter set because I love that amber lavender body cleanser. Rub my nude body all up on it.
I'm picturing it now and I like it.
I'll get it into every goddamn cranny on my body. But I will say this, you can't go wrong with any of those choices. So head over to dollarshaveclub.com/banter. To pick up your own Dollar Shave Club starter set for guess what? Just $5. That starter set comes with a whole bunch of good stuff in there, and after that, the products will ship at a regular price. And make sure you check out their new video, too. That's dollarshaveclub.com/banter. dollarshaveclub.com/banter.
I spent so much money on a family pack of the One Wipe Charlies after I tried them for the first time. I was like, these are winners.
They're so good.
This is amazing. And
they're so good.
It's so worth it, man. That what is it? Like aloe vera on
your
butthole? Yeah,
that's nice. It's like nature's little spearmint kiss.
Spearmint kiss, of course, my favorite.
It's like you're getting a nice little spicy smooch.
Yeah.
From Mother Nature herself, uh-huh. Straight on your butt, on your black bottom.
Like little microscopic hurricane taking place right on anus.
It's like 7,000 women just giving you a little kiss down where the poop come out.
But they're all the size of like electrons.
Yeah, man. Imagine that.
7,000 electron sized women.
Imagine about 18 billion tiny ice cubes, uh-huh, all up in your bang hole.
In your bang spot.
Right up in your soap hole.
Right in nature's cup holder.
Guys, this next sponsor is called MyBookie.
this track, man. This is an incredible industrial track.
You know, Mike, ever since we started this podcast, people have been asking for advice. They send us emails. Please help me. My dog won't stop yelling.
So on and so forth.
My dad won't stop. My dad won't stop hiding screwdrivers in my backpack and my bed.
These things run the gamut.
Woke up one morning. Open up my sock drawer. What did I find? It was filled with screwdrivers. There were about 40 screwdrivers in there and no socks.
No socks.
And I went over to my dad. At night, he was sitting in his favorite chair and he was staring at the wall. And I said, "Dad, what's up with all these screwdrivers? Please. Please, Dad, stop hiding screwdrivers." And he just said through his teeth, "Go to your room." And we helped that guy. We told that guy what to do.
Yeah. We don't have time to...
We told... Well, we know...
Go
well,
back and listen to that.
Well, no,
episode.
I think that... I mean, we can... We can tell him what we told him.
Okay.
We said, start putting screws all up in
start
your dad's
putting
stuff.
Screws in your dad's stuff.
Just fill a drawer with screws.
It's a cry for help is what it is.
Absolutely it is.
The guy's
what
just
it is.
Looking to screw.
Help me. My mom won't stop sticking gum in her hair. My mom's hair is covered in gum. It's stuck in there. What do I do, Mike?
What do, Mike?
But usually it's what team to bet on this week is the advice
we're
asked for.
That's the most common one.
The truth is, I don't know who's going to win. Mike doesn't. But if you think you know, you got to check out MyBookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why I always tell people to bet with MyBookie. Trust me, guys. They are your best bet this season.
Sounds like you're referring your friend.
I am.
You've got to use MyBookie.
They've been in business for years, guys. They have great reviews online, and their mobile site is easy to use. Lay down some cash and win big today. You've heard about them on the Bill Simmons podcast. That's why you got to go check out MyBookie. You win, they pay.
Think about how much money you have now. And if you were to use some of that to bet on the sports team that wins,
you win.
You win after that.
You win. They pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy players out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. I scored about 3 fantasy points in high school with a girl named Jacqueline. And that means that it was a fantasy in my brain. It didn't happen in IRL.
And Steve, I know for a fact you used your thumbs there, and you can use your thumbs here.
Join now at MyBookie, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, guys. Use promo code BANTER to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code BANTER when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid.
There's basically 2 things to remember here. You win.
You play. You win.
And that's the 2. And then bonus third thing.
You get paid.
They pay. Dude, I would be so good at predicting who in my fantasy team would score points because I've never changed my players for 3 years and most of them retired.
Thank you very much to MyBookie for the sponsor spot.
Holy shit, man. Do we have history robes? Since we don't have time for my story this week.
Well, no, we have time. Go ahead.
Do we have history robe?
I mean, I don't know what that is.
I would take you right to the hospital.
I'll Google it. Take you right to the hospital.
Oh, yeah, baby. I'll tell you what it is.
Me and my friend engaged with a stranger at a coffee shop.
How long ago was this?
In Ventura. It was probably built by your friend. This is 2 days ago.
You're right. Probably was.
And we were having this conversation with him, and he was like, what do you guys do? He's like, we said, we're comedians. What do you do? He's like, I'm a cameraman. And turns out he's a cameraman for Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, cool.
And he was an incredibly nice man. German-born man. And we got into this long conversation, and somehow the conversation turns to he's reading this book that improves your memory.
Oh.
And he was like, it's fascinating. He was like, they start with this arrangement of 25 things. It's called the PEG system.
Okay.
And not the title of the book. It's the system is called the PEG system.
Okay.
And he's like, by the middle of this book, you'll be able to memorize the 25 items in the order in which they're in. And I was like, this is amazing. I have a terrible, shitty memory.
Same.
I would love to read this book. I think it'll help me in all aspects of my life. And I was like, please tell me the name of this book.
And he goes, said, no. he walked away.
The title is...
Fuck you. He couldn't think of the title?
It was my favorite. It was my favorite thing that happened.
You're fucking kidding
and
me.
And I said, I'll probably leave the book where it is for the title.
You have to be fucking kidding.
No.
A book about remembering things
that
he wrote.
No, he didn't write it.
Oh, he just was recommending it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you said he wrote it.
No. This guy was like the opposite of the guy that you met. He didn't need to throw his brain around.
He went and he pulled up a grocery bag as a blanket and went to bed down by the sidewalk.
Do you see this?
That's my blanket.
I could sleep anywhere I want.
And nobody will bother me.
No, this guy was awesome. He was super nice.
Wow. He read a book about remembering things.
He took my email and he later sent me a copy. He sent me a photo of the cover of the book.
Well, you're not going to get that book, though.
Yeah, I am.
That man read the book
about
remembering things.
He didn't finish the book.
And recommended it to
you
and could not remember the name of the book.
Hey, listen. People, they're at different levels. He could be on page 2. For all I know.
He said once you get to the middle of the book, you remember all the steps.
Yeah, but who knows how far away from the middle he is. He could be on chapter 2. Too ding for 2 chapter. Ding per chap.
Mike, I'm seeing the Smashing Pumpkins tonight.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, man.
You know Billy Corgan owns a wrestling promotion?
Are you serious?
Or he did. I think he got out because it was terrible.
Oh, fuck.
Is he going to say, oh, well, there's a vampire?
He's going to go, bring is one more you. And now,
is he going to say, tonight?
Tonight.
Squam, squam, squam.
Head on the radar. Oh, I can't do it in my throat. But yeah, man. I'm so excited. I bought these tickets like 14 years ago.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah, man.
Everybody's still alive?
Everyone's still alive. Dude, I'm so excited. It's at the Forum.
Dude, Billy Corgan looks like that horror villain Pinhead without all the pins. Yeah.
He totally does.
Yeah.
He totally does.
He looks like if Uncle Fester fucked Pinhead and the baby didn't get the pins.
I'm sorry, son. You will not be inheriting the pins from your father.
You're just pale. You might as well pick up a guitar and do your best.
So sorry. You're not going to get those pins.
1, 2, 3, sorry.
Your Honor, my client's fighting for his father's pins.
Oh.
History. History.
Hey, guitar player, can you play one thing or again? What note is that, do you think?
Owen's on every episode of Dynamic Banter.
He sure is.
This history road comes to us from Mahed Amari. Mm. It's a piping hot short history road. Thank you,
Christ.
History Road. It was Halloween night 2016. I was in my junior year of university. I went with some friend to a random costume party hosted by the sailing team, or maybe it was the ultimate frisbee team.
Because the same guys occupy both teams.
Anywho, the Netflix show Narcos was really big at the time, and myself, being a bigger man, decided to dress as Pablo Escobar. After much debauchery, we bailed around 3 a.m. We were wasted and hungry, so we ordered a ride from a certain ride-hailing app to the local Korean barbecue spot. That sounds like a great night.
Mm-hmm.
Upon entering the car, the Uber driver... I'm sorry, I said Uber, but then it's not Uber. I fucked up. Upon entering the car, the driver turned to me and was like, "Are you dressed as Escobar?" I said, "Yes," proudly.
He's like, "You want to make some money?"
He then went on to say, he then went on to say that Escobar wasn't that scary, and that he pales in comparison to the one and only Roger Kahn.
Roger Klotz?
Come on, Fun.
He pales in comparison to the dreaded Roger Klotz.
What was his laugh? It was like.
I don't remember his laugh. I just remember his
face. Yeah, come on, Funny. Yeah.
He can't even bag a nematode.
Hey, Doc, I'm Scooter. Why do I do this? Honk, honk. This sound I make. Honk, honk.
I have OCD.
Honk, honk. Help me, Doc. Help me, please.
Doc.
Honk, honk.
Honk.
Doc, I can't stop. Doc, help. Honk, honk. I'm Mr. Dink.
Go, keep going.
Oh, fuck, I'm going to poop my pants. Yeah, whatever, I thought. The driver then urged us to Google the guy right then and there. I lazily agreed. My bullshit. What's that?
You lazily agree to Google something, which is already an inherently lazy thing to do.
My bullshit sense is tingling all the while. To my surprise, this dude was actually legit. Roger Kahn was a big-shot drug dealer from Guyana, currently serving a 15-year sentence in Miami. The leader of a gang called the fucking Phantom Squad.
They have fucking in their name?
No. He's
oh, because that's more.
We're the
even
fucking
that,
Phantom
dude, even
Squad.
The Hell's Angels don't have a swear in their name.
That's true. Well, hell could be considered a swear, but you're right. This is a deeper swear.
I was thinking of the Damn Angels.
It's a deeper cut.
The most badass gang of all time, the Damn Yankees.
The Dern Angels.
Oh, boy. The Hex Angels.
Phantom Squad. That's a really cool name. Roger Kahn was no pushover. Our driver even went so far as to claim that during Roger's extradition, he swapped planes in midair.
What?
Wow, why isn't there a movie about this guy? I asked the driver why he's so obsessed with the guy. I didn't see his response coming. Oh, he's my older brother.
I am him. Oh, older brother's also pretty good. If he was him, that would have been
brother.
Really great. What if he ripped off, he just had a soul patch?
And his like hand has like a handcuff that's broken?
Yeah.
He like takes it. Yeah, exactly. He's my older brother, he said offhandedly. My friends and I looked at each other, all coming to the realization that we're in the back of a drug lord's brother's car. Mm-hmm. Our worries diffused, however, when the driver was gracious enough to pull over for my friend to throw up. Well, that's not really gracious if it's his car.
Yeah, he was looking out for himself.
Yeah. If he didn't kill us then, we knew that we were good. Now, whenever my friends and I go out to drink, we never forget to give a toast to the legendary Roger Kahn.
Pour one out.
I hope this was short enough for you lazy fucks.
I'm talking from the guy who fucking begrudgingly was too lazy Googled
to Google.
Something.
Yeah.
I'll Google it, but I'm not going to spell it right. And then I'm going to hit whatever link pops up under did you mean.
I'll Google it, but I'm not going to enjoy it. Oh, my God. I got to poop, Mike. Let's end this episode.
So who's first?
Ooh, I guess you can go first because I'm going to really rip it up.
I'll leave
there.
Now. Close up the show.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. If you want to follow Mike Falzone's escapades into his comedy, you can go to MikeFalzone.com and check out all of his tour dates.
I'm in Canada from the 27th to the 30th. Some of the shows are sold out, but some of them aren't. Go on MikeFalzone.com to buy tickets.
Also, you can send emails to dynamicbanter@gmail.com if you want to submit your History Road short, please. That's how I prefer it.
Friends and friends on the 15th.
Friends and Friends show is on the 15th of September, and you will see me, Steve Zaragoza, at Mike Falzone's show. Mike in the Morning is every Tuesday and Friday, and you can follow The Valley Folk, youtube.com/TheValleyFolk. Become a patron at patreon.com/TheValleyFolk. Thank you guys so much. Oh, also, I'll be at Buffer Festival in Toronto. I don't know the dates. Check it out. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.